The Mishnah begins on that base. Shutfin shirotzu lasos mechitza bechotzer bonenes hakosel beemtza. Shutfim, people who are partners who join together in the ownership of a chotzer, shirotzu lasos mechitza bechotzer, that they want to make a mechitza, they want to make some kind of a separation in the courtyard. Bonenes hakosel beemtza. They build the kosel, they build the wall to separate between the two of them, beemtza, in the middle. And then the Mishnah says that there are different places, there are different minhagim, different customs as to how the wall is built. Makom shenagu livnos gvil gozes kfisin levainim bonim akol keminag medina. You build based on the minag medina, based on the custom of the particular place. And the Mishnah describes what the different options are. We'll talk about the details as we move on. The first line of the Mishnah jumps out at you. There's one word that's interesting. You know, if you look at a Mishnah, you always try to figure out what's the chiddush over here. The Tana didn't just write the Mishnah, you know, to make it simple, right, just to give us the din. He's always writing something in a way that brings out a chiddush. There's some extra chiddush that he's trying to tell us. So which word do you think jumps out at you in the first line of the Mishnah? Anyone? Yes, Frank. Shiratsu, exactly. Exactly. Shiratsu. Shutfin shirotzu lasos mechitza bechotzer. The implication of the word shirotzu is that if they don't want to make the mechitza, we can't force them to make the mechitza. That's a chiddush. Right? That's the chiddush. The shirotzu lasos mechitza bechotzer. If the shutfin want to make a mechitza, then bonus akoso beemtza, and we give you the rules, the minhag medina, etc. But it sounds like if they don't want to make a mechitza bechotzer, then we're not going to force them to make the mechitza. Why not? Should we force them? Should we not force them? Why shouldn't we force them? Why should we force them? What's the svara to say that we should force them? What do you think? Anyone, what do you think? Why should we force them to make a mechitza? Without a mechitza, what's going to happen, Yonah?
Hezekriah.
They're going to damage each other, right? They're going to look at each other. They're doing tashmish and snuim in the chatzah. They're doing private matters, private activities in the chutzah, hanging out the laundry and playing with the family and whatever they're doing, that, you know, they want their privacy. They don't want everyone to be looking at all the details of their lives. So why shouldn't they have to make a mechitza? So the clear implication of the Mishnah is that hezekriah is not a reason to force them to make a mechitza. You need the rotzu. You need shutfin shirotzu lasos mechitza b'chutzah. Why? Why do you need the rotzu in order to be able to force them to make the mechitza? So the Gemara answers that question. Right? That's the question that just sets up the Gemara. The Gemara actually has two lashonos as to why we need the ratzu over here. We're going to get to this Gemara in great detail, but just for our purposes to understand the basic taichaverita, just to translate the words of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? So just to translate the Mishnah, you got to look a little bit at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Savrua, my mechitza guda. Some had the understanding that mechitza means guda. It means a wall. The word mechitza, shutfin shirotzu lasos mechitza b'chotze, means shutfin that wanted to make a mechitza, they wanted to make a wall in the courtyard. Kiditanya mechitza kem shenifritza omer lo gedor, chotze v'nifritza omer lo gedor. A braisa about kilayim talks about that if you have kilei hakerem, if you have the kerem is near the tvua, and you want to make sure that the kerem is not going to asa the tvua. We know that if you have kilei zroam, you have chita and saora together, and then you put kerem together with that, it's kilei hakerem, and it's asa bano. So we tell the bala kerem, gedor, we tell him to make a wall. So we see that the word mechitza sa kerem, the word mechitza means guda, it means a wall. Says the Gemara, on that beis on the beis, v'taima de ratzu, halo ratzu e mechayven also. But it sounds from the Mishnah that only if ratzu are we going to force them to make the mechitza, but if not, then we're not going to be mechayven. Alma hezek ria lav shmei hezek. Says the Gemara, you see that hezek ria must not be a hezek. Your assumption that we can force them, we should be able to force them to make the wall because of hezek ria, that's wrong, says the Gemara. Hezek ria lav shmei hezek. What does that mean? Hezek ria is not called a hezek? It's not a damage. Person wants to do tashmish and tznu. He wants to do private matters in his chatzim. Why is that not called a damage? We're going to have to discuss that. Is that not a damage? Or maybe even if it is a damage, maybe if people are sensitive to that, but it's not something that we can force someone to build a wall because of. Maybe it's not an adjudicable hezek, right? Maybe hezek ria is some kind of a hezek, but according to the Manda Amar hezek re'alav shmei hezek, that's not enough of a hezek to be able to force them to make a wool. We'll have to understand that. Okay, but this is the first lashon of the Gemara. That what does the word ratzu mean? Sheratzu lasos what? Wait, what's the ratzu telling me? What's the ratzu telling me? Sheratzu lasos mechitza, right? Kosa, right? Mechitza means a guda. They wanted to make a kosa. Without their agreement, without their consent to make the kosa, we can't force them to make a kosa. Aye, but Hezekriya? No. This first day of the Lishna Kama holds Hezekriya lavshmi hezek. But there's another lashon. The Gemara Dav Gimel Amad Aleph says, Amri la savrua my mechitza plukta. Maybe the word mechitza doesn't mean a guda, doesn't mean a wall, it means a plukta, it means a division of sorts. Dichsiv ati mechtzas ha'eda. When Bnei Yisrael split up the animals that they captured from Sichon and from Og, so it says mechtzas ha'eda. That doesn't mean the wall of the Eda, the wall of Klal Yisrael, it means the splitting, the chaluka, the splitting up. So if mechitza means plukta, what does that tell you? Hashuvin shiratzu lasos mechitza b'chatzer, shutvin that wanted to make a chaluka, so bonin es hakoso. Once they want to make a chaluka, so then we can force them to make the koso. Why? Why can we force them? So says the Gemara, v'kevin deratzu bonin es hakoso balkarcha, al mehezek riyash mehezek. Obviously, if you can force them to make the wool, what does that show you? It means that there's some factor that can get us to force the individuals, force the shidduch to make the wool. What is that factor? Hezekriya, of course. This second lashon must hold that Hezekriya shmei hezek. But if Hezekriya shmei hezek, what's the problem? If Hezekriya shmei hezek, why do we need the word?
Ratzu.
Right, you don't need ratzu. Automatically. Hashutvin chayovin lasos mechitza b'chotzen. So to that, the Gemara later on Gimel Lamed Aleph explains, but Rashi on Beis HaMibayis just explains it through. It's easier just to look at the Rashi for our purposes now. Rashi says in Beis HaMibayis in the Ramaska Plukta, Chalukah aschotze shush v'daitem l'cholka, u'kegon shalo hoya bo ches amos kedi lazeh u'kedi lazeh, she'eno echad yochel locha v'eschaber l'cholka. Says Rashi, there's another element that we didn't know of, and that is that you can't force individuals to split a chotzer unless there's kedi lazeh u'kedi lazeh. There has to be enough. The basic minimum for a chatzah. So we assume the basic minimum for a chatzah is dalet amos. So if this is a chatzah that has less than 8 amos, so then you can't force them to make a chalukah because it's a chatzah she'en badin chalukah, as we would say. It's a chatzah she'en badin chalukah. There's no automatic halacha that we should be able to divide this chatzah. But if ratzu lasos mechitza, if they agree to divide this chatzah, there really is ein badin chalukah, then they can agree to divide the chatzah, and once they divide the chatzah, now Reuven is going to go in his part, and Shimon is going to go in his part. Oh, now that each one has a different chelek of the chatzah, so then they can force each other to build a kosel in the middle, because hezek riyash mehezek. Ulachi tani sheratzu shekevin sheratzu lecholka bonin kosel avonim al karcham v'imboha echad lomer efshi b'yitzia zu el mesifas ba'alma. Let's say one of them says, I don't want a big kosel, I don't want a strong kosel, I just want a mesifas ba'alma, some lower quality wall. Yeah, konim, some kind of reeds or something. Nah, just to show a separation, but not really to protect. That's not enough. In shomen lo, mishum hezekriya. Says Rashi, because of hezekriya, we're not going to listen to them. If they agree to make the chalukah, so now we have a chotzer that has two different parts to it. Reuven has his part and Shimon has his part. Then takavonin as hakos of emsa, they can force each other to build the kosa. And similarly, if you'd have a chotzer sheyesh badin chalukah, that Reuven and Shimon can demand from each other that they should divide the chatzah, then of course bonin es hakoso ba'emtza ba'karcham. No question about it. Because once you have a chatzah with a chalukah, either it's yesh b'din chalukah, or even if it's a chatzah she'ein b'din chalukah, but they agree to be cholek it, so then bonin es hakoso ba'emtza, they can force each other to build the wall, because hezek riyash mei hezek. Okay, these are the two lishonos of the Gemara. What does it mean, ashufin shuratzu lasos mechitza b'chatzah, that either like the lishna kama, hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, that Hezekriya is not a reason to force the other individual, to force the Shuvan to build a wall. But if they agree to build the wall, so then there are rules as to how the wall has to be built. And the second Lashon holds that Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, that Hezekriya is a reason to force each other to build a wall. So if it's a Chatzah Sheyesh Badin Chalukah, then automatically they can force each other to build a wall. If it's a Chatzah Sheyim Badin Chalukah, if you don't have Dalet Amos, Lazev, Dalet Amos, Lazer. So then if they agree to divide the chatzer, Ratzu Lasus Mechitza, they agree to the plukta, they agree to the chaluka, then Bonin is Akosa Be'emtza, then they can force each other to build a wall. Questions? Okay. This is the basic definition, the basic translation of the first line of the Mishnah. The Rishonim already point out, and of course we're going to have to get to the details of the two Lishonos, but the Rishonim point out, how do we paskin? How do we paskin in this Machlokas, the two Lishonos of the Gemara? It's a Machlokas. It's not just a Machlokas in the Havana of what the Mishnah is talking about, it's a Machlokas Ladina. Do we assume the Hezek be a Shmei Hezek or not? Do we assume that if you have a Chatzah, it's like a normal Chatzah, a Chatzah Sheyesh Badin Chaluka? Let's say there are Dalet Amos Lazer. Well, more than that, can the Shutfim force each other to build a wall? So how do we pass it? So the Rishonim will say, Tosfos al Asar, we'll see, Tosfos Savrua, and the Gemara has like this, Rosh has this, and the Rambam also. The Rishonim point out that we seem to pass in like the second Lashon. The Gemara, the Beis and Beis, has a lot of kashas in the first Lashons. It sounds like the Gemara doesn't really like the Lishna Kama. It prefers the Lishna Basra. So that's what they assume. All the Rishonim assume that we paskin like the Lishna Basra. We paskin the Hezek Riyash Mei Hezek. And that's the Lashon of the Rambam. Does someone have a Rambam with them? Forgot to bring a Rambam. Okay. The Rambam Milchus Shcheinim, that I gave you in the Mar Makomos, the Rambam writes, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Daled, he writes beferish that Hezek Riyash Shmei Hezek, that Shutfin who have a chotzer, if it's yesh badin chaluka, they can force each other to build the kosel. He says because hezek riyash mei hezek, so therefore they can force each other. Clearly, the Rambam paskens like the Lishna Basra, like the Rosh, like the Rabbeinu Tam, like the Balitosis, like the Rishonim paskens. Why do I mention this at the outset? We haven't even seen the Gemara. We have to translate the Mishnah, but we also have to now delve into the Mishnah until you understand what the Mishnah is based on. You really can't talk about the Mishnah in an intelligent fashion. So it's important to keep in mind that the way that we paskin what's going to emerge. You got the Rambam? Safari is great, right? Okay, well, what does the Rambam say? Chotzer ha-shutfin sheyesh badin chaluka. O shechilku ha-birtzonam, av b'she'en badin chaluka. Yesh l'chol echa me'en locha v'eschavero livnos ha-koso v'emtza k'dei shelo yir'eo chavero v'shor shemishtanos v'chalka. They can force each other. They can force each other to build the wall be'emsa so that they won't see each other when they're involved in tashmish and tznuish. Shehezek riyah hezek huzok d'rambam. Ve'en lo chazoka b'chotzen. Okay, that part we'll leave out. That's an important line. We'll get back to that. Shehezek riyah hezek hu. Says the Rambam, hezek riyah hezek. Hezek hu, thank you, Moi. Hezek riyah hezek hu, and therefore the Shufan can force each other. Of course, it depends on whether it's Yesh Badin Chalukah, Im Badin Chalukah. There are different scenarios of a Chatzer. But the reality is, once there is a Chalukah, since Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, they can force each other to build a Kosel. And that's the way that we paskin. We paskin the Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, and that's why the Shufan can force the other one, the Shufan can force each other to build the wall, Balkar. Okay. What does Rashi say on this Mishnah? Now that we've defined the Mishnah, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "Ashutfin sheyesh la'en chotzer b'shutfus, ubatei shnei en psuchin l'socha." You have batim entering into a chotzer, a courtyard that joins together two homes. V'chol chatzeros sheshonu chachamim lifnei habatim heim. It says Rashi, the chatzeros that the chachamim talk about, whenever the chachamim talk about a chotzer, it's chatzeros shelifnei habatim. The Iker courtyards that they had were in front of the homes. One might even say that the Iker courtyards that we have are really in back of the homes. Right? We use our backyards probably for private matters more than the front yards. Sometimes the front yard doesn't even have a gate. Often the backyard has gates or trees or whatnot. So our scenario might be a little different than the Chacham, but at least at the time of the Mishnah, the Chatzeros that the Chacham are talking about are the Chatzeros Shelifnei Habatim. That's where people did their tashmishim tznuri. The chatzeros shemei achorei habatim, those chatzeros that were in the backyard, so to speak, they didn't really do tashmishim tznuri at the time of the Gemara. They used the backyards for like storage for wood or other things. They really used that for tashmishim tznuri. It's the chatzeros shelifnei habatim that they used for tashmishim tznuri. The rov tashmishon bechotze, says Rashi. Rashi defines a chotzer for us. The chotzer shelifnei habatim, batim empty out into a chotzer. Right, if you learn till Shabbos, Erevin, right, you have batim entering into chatzeros, into mavos, into rishas arabim, right? That's the way it works. So that's the chotzer we're talking about over here. Adds Rashi three words. Virov tashmishim v'chotzer. Most of the tashmishim tznuim that they did were in the chotzer. But that doesn't mean that they would do most of the tashmishim in the chotzer as opposed to the bayis. Of course they did tashmishim in the bayis. But most of the tashmishim that people did outside of their homes, but in their private property, they did in their chotzer. They did a lot of tashmishim in the chotzer, says Rashi. Why does Rashi add these three words? Well, what's he trying to tell us? Till now, Rashi is defining what a chotzer is. Shofen, shiratzu, lasos, mechitza, bechotzer. Shofen, we know what that means. Mechitza, the Gemara is going to define. Bechotzer, so Rashi defines the word chotzer. Rashi adds, verov tashmishan bechotzer. What's the purpose of those three words? What do they add? You have to look at every word of Rashi and try to figure out, what's the chiddush over here in Rashi? If the Tana is not going to have a line in the Mishnah without giving us a chiddush, Rashi is not going to have a line in his perish either without a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Rashi? Yes?
Shouldn't there be no Tana of Hazagriya?
Sammy, right?
Yeah.
Shmuel? Yeah.
There'd be no concern of Hazagriya.
Exactly. Who says that?
We learned it in one of the Maram. The Maram?
The Maram, exactly. Very good. Let's turn to the Maram. See what the Maram says? The first Maram in the Masechta. Maram is very important in this Masechta. We see a lot of Maram. Maram says, "Virov tashmisha b'chotzer nirali the kasav hachi." Why did Rashi write that? The Maram, the best the Rebbe, right? The Maram, Rashi is the best the Rebbe, but the Maram is a good mefaresh on Rashi, right? Maram says, "Why did Rashi write that?" Mishum demaskinan b'shmaitin shatam shabanim esakosel b'am tzahani mitam ezekria. Because the maskon of the Gemara, the lishna basra, is Hezekria. That's the reason why we can force them to build the mechitza. Ulekach kosa v'chol chatzeros v'chulei. De'ilu echotzer she'achori abatim. Ain't shum rov tashmish v'ain shum shum hezekriya. The Maram says, Rashi writes rov tashmish v'chotzer because he wants to say we're talking about the chatzeros shel lifnei abatim. Because the chatzeros she'me'achori abatim, it's not rov tashmishim there. They're not going to do tashmishim stum. There's no hezekriya. So if there's no hezekriya, then there's nothing to talk about. That's why Rashi says rov tashmish v'chotzer because he's going with the maskon of the Gemara. It's not just Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ramban. Rashi also is assuming that the halach is like the Lishna Basra. So he immediately throws in Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, and because Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, and we know Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that's why they can force each other to build a kosel to protect themselves from the Hezek Riyah. That's the Maram's interpretation of Rashi. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes, and he adds another wrinkle. Another wrinkle. Maybe there's another Chiddush in Rashi. You see, according to the Maram's interpretation of Rashi, it turns out that Rashi is somewhat limited. The parish of Rashi is limited to the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. But how about the Lishna Kama? Rashi is only interpreting the Fida Lishna Basra? What's the problem with saying that Rashi is interpreting according to the Lishna Kama? Doesn't seem to work, right? Rov Tashmisham Bechotzer. But the Lishna Kama holds Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek. So Rov Tashmisham Bechotzer, that's not even a problem. Shuf and Shiratzu Lasus Mechitza B'chatzah, they have to agree to make the kosel, because without agreeing to make the kosel, we won't even force them to make the kosel, because Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So what's the purpose of Rashi saying, V'rov Tashmisha B'chatzah? Zok the Shita Mekubet says, what's Pshat? What's Pshat, says the Shita? The Efshel Lomar Dilataritz Kush Yezu Kosa Rashi Kol Chatzir Shoshana Chacham Ofei Abatim V'rov Tashmisha B'chatzah. The Lelishna Kama Asalashmu Inan Dafilu Bechotzer the Rov Tashmisham Sham the Ika Hezekriya Tuva Lefishamishtam Shimbatadir Lo Shmei Hezek. Dr. Shita, according to the Lishna Kama, there also is a value to Rashi. Rashi is saying the Fida Lishna Kama, despite the fact that Rov Tashmisham Bechotzer and their Mishtamish Batadir, where every word here is key. Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, and their Mishtamish Todir in the Chotzer. They use the Chotzer a lot. They use the Chotzer a lot. Shimusho Todir. The Chiddush, according to the first Lashon, is despite the fact that Rov Tashmish and Bechotzer, nevertheless, we're not going to be Mechayev the Shutfim to make a Kosel unless they agree to make the Kosel. Because Hezek, real lav shmei Hezek. There's a chiddush not only according to the Lishna Basra. Right? There's a chiddush lefi the Lishna Kama too. The chiddush lefi the Lishna Kama is that despite the fact that Rov Tav Shishim Bechotzer and the Mishtamesh Botadir, nevertheless, unless Rotsu Lasos Mechitza, unless they want to make the kosel, they agree to build the fence, we're not going to force them to build the fence. Because Hezek Ria is lav shmei Hezek. Lishna Basra, also Lashmina, that filo are your shoot from the chotzer. Shomdos lefne abatim, shero and zeze, viyocho li zor shloyase, shom mili ditzniusa, kiyim bebatim, a filo hochi shmei hezek. According to the Lishna Basra, the Shita has an interesting pshat. Right? He says more than what we said. Maram says that Rashi's chidish is rov tashvisha bechotzer, that's why you can force them to make the mechitza. Because of Hezek Ria. Comes the Shita Mekabetzis and says more. The Chiddush is that despite the fact that they can see each other, do the Tashmishim Tznuim, right? The Shutvim are in the Chotzer. The Yochol Lizar Shlo Yaseh Shamili Ditznius Akim Bebatim. Why should we force the Shutvim to make a Mechitz over here? They can do the Tashmishim Tznuim in their homes. Do they really have to do Tashmishim Tznuim in the Chotzer? Is it really necessary? Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, and there's no reason that we should force the Shutvim to do their Tashmishim Tznuim in the Batim. This is another Chiddush. It's not just since Rov Tashmishim Bechotzer, therefore we can force them to make a Mechitza because it's not fair and they have to protect each other. They have to protect themselves. No, it's that we say that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, they have a right to demand the kosel to protect themselves, and the other one, the shutev, who doesn't want to build the wall, can't say, why can't you do the tashmishim tznuim in your bias? No, rov tashmishim bechotzer, tashmishim tadir, that's where they do the tashmishim tznuim. That's where they hang the laundry. They don't hang the laundry in the house. They hang it in the chotzer. So the shutev have a taina that they want to make the mechitza. They want to make the mechitza, that they can do the tashmishim tznuim properly. Comes the Lishna Basra, together with the Rashi, right, and says that because Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, the Shuvim have a right to demand the wall. They have a right to say, I want to do my Tashmishim Tznuim in the Chatzar. I don't want to do them in the Bais. So because Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, they can demand the building of the wall. These are the different Perushim that are given to try to explain this line of Rashi. Questions? Let's go to the next line of Rashi. And this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. What does Rashi say? Hashutven shirotzu lasos mechitza v'chotzer bonenes hakosel be'emtza. So we've defined mechitza in the Gemara. Mechitza either means guda or plukta. We've defined chotzer, as Rashi has said, chotzer is chotzer shalifnei abatim, not she'achori abatim. Chori Abatim, they don't do Tashmishim Tznuim. The whole discussion wouldn't be relevant there. It's relevant only when they're doing Tashmishim Tznuim, and then there are Chidushim, where you hold Hezek Yishmei Hezek, or Lav Shmei Hezek. Now we come to the next tricky word in the Mishnah. Be'emtza. Bonin es hakosel be'emtza. Bonin es hakosel be'emtza. What does that mean? So says Rashi, be'emtza, zen nosen mechel kol chatzi mokom ovi hakosel, v'chein zeh. Each one gives Mechelko, from his portion of the chotzer, chatzi mokom ove akosel, half the thickness of the kosel. That's how Rashi defines the word be'emtza. How does Rashi define the word be'emtza? Each one gives their part of the kosel. Presumably Rashi is saying they have to split the cost of the materials of the kosel, and they have to split the mokom of the avon, the mokom of the kosel. There really are two elements over here. There's the wall itself, the materials of the wall, and there's also the makom of the wall. And that's what Rashi is saying. Bonus akosel be'emtza means they split it between the two of them. They split it between the two of them. It's quite a creative definition of the word be'emtza. How would you have defined the word be'emtza if you were writing Rashi? Bonus akosel be'emtza. What does be'emtza mean? Anyone? Be'emtza. A new hand? Benji.
Middle of the property.
In the middle of the property, exactly. Middle of property. Rashi doesn't say middle of property. Be'emtza means that they have to split the wall. They split the materials of the wall, they split the makom of the wall. So that the wall, let's say, takes up 6 tefachim, so each one gives 3 tefachim. The wall takes up 5 tefachim, each one gives 2.5. And they have to both pay for the materials. Gvil, gozit, kvisin, levain, and whatever the wall is made out of. Rashi doesn't say in the middle of the property. He says they have to split the wall. Halodovahu. Isn't that interesting? Why doesn't he say the middle of the property? So the Prisha, one of the commentaries on the tour, one of the Achronim on the tour, he's medayek from Rashi, that the fact that Rashi doesn't explain Kipshuto, that Be'emtza means in the middle of the Chotzer, but rather he explains Be'emtza means that they split the wall, they split the Hotsa'os of the wall, they split the cost of the materials, and they split the Mokum of the wall. Says the Prisha, that shows you that Rashi holds that even if the Shutfim don't have equal portions in the Chotzer, and they don't build the Kosel in the middle of the property. If they don't have equal portions of the Chotzer, they ain't going to build the wall in the middle. Right? If one has two-thirds of the property and the other one has a third of the property, why should they build it in the middle of the property? It doesn't make any sense, right? But Rashi is telling us something. That even if they don't have the same portion in the Chotzer, it's not 50-50, let's say it's 66% to 30% to 33%, or it's, I don't know, 75 to 25, they still have to split the cost. They split the cost of the wall, and they split the makom of the wall too. You build it between the two of them. Each one gives half of his makom, half the makom for the kosel. Each one gives half of the cost of the material. Zokta Prisha, the fact that Rashi didn't just say simply, you build it in the middle of the property, he's coming to teach us a chiddush. Every word of Rashi is golden. Coming to teach us a chiddush that even if you're not going to build the wall in the middle of the property, why shouldn't you do that? Because they don't own the property equally. They don't have equal ownership. One has more than the other. So you're not going to build the wall in the middle. But nevertheless, says Rashi, they're going to split the wall. They split the cost of the materials. They split the cost of the mokum. And that's gufo why Rashi said this and didn't just say simply Be'emtza means in the middle of the property, because it's not always true. And Rashi wants to emphasize this idea that they're always going to have to split the cost of the wall and the makom of the wall. That's the precious diuk within Rashi. Question, Efrain.
How does Be'emtza not just maybe mean that it's on the boundary line, but maybe 1/4 of my property, 3/4 of my property? How does Be'emtza show that it's half? It has Rashi.
Because Be'emtza sounds like middle. Middle means that we split something. Middle normally means we split something. But again, Rashi's definition is a chiddush because emtza normally means middle in location. Rashi is saying middle in terms of shavius, in terms of values, right? Cost of the material, makom of the kosel. What are you giving up for this kosel? Not location of the kosel. What are you giving up? I'm giving up part of my property, I'm giving up money for the cost of the materials, not location in the chotzer itself, the middle of the chotzer, but we're splitting this wall. That's the precious diuk in Rashi. But the truth is, it's not just Rashi, there are some Rishonim that say this beferish. In Rashi, you have to be medayik. But some Rishonim say beferish. Did you see any Rishonim that say this beferish? Did you see a Rishon that says it beferish? Anyone? The Yad Ramah says it. The Yad Ramah. The Yad Raman, Bava Basra. Ah! He's one of the Gedolei Rishonim on Bava Basra. He's like the Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalavan, Psochem. He made it big on this Masechta. Bava Basra, Sanhedrin. That's where the Yad Ramah really appeared. There is a Yad Ramah in other Masechtas. There's one in Kedushin, another. But in Bava Basra and Sanhedrin, he's the Mara, the Shmites. You can't move without the Yad Ramah. So they put it in the Kovetz, Baruch Hashem. Rabbeinu David, somehow they didn't put it in the Kovetz. I can't figure that one out, but maybe next time. The Yad Ramah writes, opening Yad Ramah. I mean, it's not the opening page. It's the second Yad Ramah. V'lo teima hani mili eicha deshovu chulki lahadodi. Don't tell me that Bonin is a kosel b'emtza, the halacha of the Mishnah is only where everything's 50-50, everyone has a half of the chotzer. No. Says the Yad Ramah, no, the rule of the Mishnah is even if they don't have equal portions in the chotzer. What's his example? Classical example. Kegon b'choru poshet shebo lachlok tarvayu. Bechor and a Pashut. Let's say there are two sons. Reuven leaves, Yaakov leaves two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's the Bechor, and Shimon's the Pashut. He's the regular son. So we know that a Bechor gets Pishnayim. Right? Pishnayim. Last week's Parsha. Right? So something always works out. Right? Always talk about the Parsha. Pishnayim. So he gets a double. So if the Bechor gets double, right, in high mathematics, what's going to happen? He's going to get 2/3, and the other one's going to get a third. So the Bechor and the Pashut now are going to be splitting this Chatzer. So you have a perfect example. I mean, you didn't need this example of Bechor and Pashut. Let's say they bought the Chatzer that way. One put up 2/3 of the money, the other one put up 1/3 of the money. It's the same thing. But let's say you have Bechor and Pashut, you have people who don't own the Chatzer equally. Shabo lachlok tarvayu. Kiyavi ben b'mokom akosel ben b'binyin ke'adod yavi. Says the Yad Ramah, they're given the cost of the materials of the kosel and given the mokom of the kosel equally, even though they're not actually dividing the kosel in the middle of the chatzar. They don't own the whole chatzar equally. One owns more of the chatzar than the other one. Nevertheless, they're going to divide the kosel equally in cost, in mokom and in the cost of the materials. Why? Why are they going to divide it equally? Zok the Ramah, it's Pashut, it's a svara like this, he says. The high kosel ki misavid love la ashbuche lechulke the kol chad menayel misavid. The purpose of this kosel is not to be mashbiach their possession. It's not to be mashbiach the chotzer, to add value to the chotzer. Ki echi the tema kol chad menayel lefumai demoti lebechulke mehai shivcha hu diyohiv. So that we should say that each one, lefum, lefi, ma, shabo, lechulke, whatever comes to his chelek, according to that, he should give a portion. If the kosel were coming to be mashbiach his chelek in the chatzer, if the kosel is adding value to the chatzer, so you should contribute to the kosel based on what your ownership of the chatzer is. If you have more value in the chatzer, and now the kosel is going to add to your value, then you should be giving more towards the kosel. Zok the Ramah, that's not the purpose of the kosel. The kosel is not to be mashbiach the chatzer. Let's say you want to make the chatzer beautiful. So you're going to plant flowers. You're going to plant trees and flowers and bushes and whatnot and put a garden in. So how much does each one give? Well, 50-50, right? Wrong. If one person owns 60% of the kosel, the other one owns 40% of the kosel, so then they split 60-40, because you're planting a garden to beautify the chatzer. Zok the Ramah, that's not the goal of the kosel. The kosel is not coming to beautify the chatzer. What's the kosel coming to do? The halav ashbuche mashbach ela migra kagora. It's not mashbiach the kosel. If anything, it's detracting from the kosel. It's detracting from the chatzer. It's not coming to be mashbiach the chatzer. It's detracting from the chatzer. Why? The chatzer is a big open area. Very nice. Now you're cutting it down. So in a sense, it's detracting from the value of the chatzer. Yes, it's making the chatzer better in a sense that now you can do tashmish and tznuim in the chatzer. But objectively, in terms of the beauty of the chatzer, in terms of the shevach of the chatzer, it's not making the chatzer more beautiful. So then they shouldn't have to split proportionately, says the Ramah. The kamamid bein ba'avir bein b'tashmisha, you're actually minimizing, both in terms of avir, in terms of the look, in terms of the tashmishim. Eloki misavid l'slukei hezekriya me'adadi misadad. It's coming to be misalik hezekriya. The purpose of the world is to be misalik hezekriya. V'kevin the tavaya b'hai hezekah kehadadi ninu the tavaya maski adadi mechayvi kehadadi l'slukei hezekriya me'adadi dinahu diyavi be'kehadadi. What's the purpose of the wall? The purpose of the wall is not to be mashbiach in the chatzer. The purpose of the wall is to remove hezekriah. Each one is mazik the other equally. Reuven owns 60% of the chatzer. Shimon owns 40% of the chatzer. But in terms of hezekriah, it's the same. Shimon's looking on Reuven is going to do the same hezek that Reuven looking on Shimon. And don't tell me, well, if Reuven owns 60% of the chatzer, so then Shimon's hezek is greater because Reuven can't be mishtamish in more of an area of the chatzer. Yeah, but the hezekriah itself is the same. They can, if he wants to do tashmish and tzum anywhere in the chatzah, Shimon's re'iyah is going to be mazik him, and Reuven's re'iyah is going to be mazik Shimon. That's equal. So because that's equal, that's why they give equally towards the kosel, says the Rambam. That's the svar. The svar is that even if they don't own the chatzah equally, they have different, they own it in different proportions. different percentages. But because the factor, the motivating factor that's Mechai of the coastal is Hezek Ria, and the Hezek Ria, Reuven for Shimon and Shimon for Reuven, is the same, so therefore they give equally to the coastal. This is the Chiddush that Rashi is suggesting according to the Prisha. Rashi doesn't translate Be'emtza in the simple way, that Be'emtza means the middle of the property, but rather he says, no, they have to divide the cost of the coastal. Cost in money for the materials, and cost in terms of makom in the chatzer. Why does he do that? Because Rashi wants to tell us this extra Chiddush, that even if they don't own the chatzer equally, one has a greater possession than the other, they still divide the cost of the kosel equally, because the factor that's mechayev the kosel is Hezek Ria, and Hezek Ria is equal from Reuven to Shimon, from Shimon to Reuven. Questions? Yes?
Makes sense that if they're beautifying the field, that they'd have to split according to their percentages of how much they own. But why can't the guy who was left say that since it's detracting from the field, it's still having an impact on the quality of the field? And therefore, if I only have a third, it should only impact the quality of my field one third of the wall.
It's detracting from the field, so therefore, if I own less of the field, it's only detracting less, so I shouldn't have to. Yeah, but look at it from the other perspective. You're being mazik the other guy. If Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, so you're being mazik him. So why should you have to pay for the Hezek?
No, because the building of the wall still has to do with the field itself.
But the goal of the wall is simply to remove the Hezek Ria. So we're trying to remove his Hezek Ria from you and your Hezek Ria from him.
Even
so you can't do Tashmish and Sum because he's looking at you, and he can't do Tashmish and Sum because you're looking at him. That's the same. It's equal. Because it's Hezek Ria. It's the Hezek Ria for both. No?
Even though in effect it's still damaging the field?
Why is it damaging the field?
Because if it's taking up space in the field, why?
No, but it's enabling the usage of the field. Why is it called damaging? It's when the Yad Ramah says that it's megareh, that means that you don't have as much avi, right? But again, the chotzer, the courtyard, is not usable in the current state. So in a certain sense, all that the Ramah is saying is that it's not like a garden. It is detracting somewhat from the field, but it's actually making the chatzar more usable. That's why they're building the kosel. If it only detracted from the courtyard, then they wouldn't be building this kosel. It does make it more usable, but again, the factor that's causing the building of the kosel is equal for both partners. So that's why each one has to be equal. Tov
Yimach. Can you briefly explain what Hezek Ria is?
That's an excellent question. I'll briefly explain it now, but then we have to get to it in greater detail later. What do you think Hezek Ria is? Let me throw it out to you. Or I'm not going to throw it out to you, since you asked the good question. What kind of Hezek is Hezek Ria? No one's hitting anyone over the head. You're looking with the eye. What kind of Hezek is that? What do you think? Give me words of it here, a new hand. Jonathan Poster? No. Oh, Rowie, I can't search those places. I don't know what it is. Yes, go ahead. What?
Boshes.
Boshas, excellent. Boshas, what else? What else? What do you think? Give me another word.
What's Hezek Ria?
Embarrassment, yes. What else? What other word comes to mind? Yes.
Does that make sense to be of Ayin Hara?
Ayin Hara, excellent. Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara, where does that come up? Does anyone mention that? It's Gemara. Bez on Bez. Did anyone do the Gemara a little bit? Ayin Abisha, right? Ayin Abisha. Boshas. Right, there's a tsar to have to do tashmish and sum with someone looking at me. I hang my laundry out. If I do my laundry, you should do your laundry. Right? You don't want to do tashmish and sum. You're gonna play with the kids, right? Your child does not listen to you, so you're gonna have to raise your voice. I mean, obviously, do it in a nice way, but you know what? The neighbors is. I see his kids aren't as perfect as you thought they were. Yeah. People don't want the whole neighborhood has to see what's going on over here. Busha, Lishnabisha, Einabisha, right? Lashon Hara, Ayin Hara, Busha, Tsar. That's Hezek Ria. It's an intangible type of Hezek, Tovia. Right? It's an intangible type of Hezek, but it is a Hezek. It is a Hezek. It is a Hezek. Okay? Yeah. Avi.
We're saying, like Rashi, that the EMSA is splitting the cost regardless of how the field is owned. Does that mean that this hezek isn't quantifiable, meaning if it's just kal, then you automatically, you know, have to split it regardless of how much is being, you know, exposed or.
I mean, it's not quantifiable in the sense that you can't define it. You can't define it monetarily, but it's sort of irrelevant, right? The fact is that we want each shutef to be able to do tashmish and snu. So the solution to enable that is a wall. So how much hezek is each going to get? Again, they both do tashmish and snu. Who's doing more tashmish and snu? I don't know. Maybe one guy travels a lot on business, so he's not around as much. That doesn't matter. They're each doing tashmish and snu, so we view it equally. It's the same hezek. It's the same. I mean, technically speaking, if one of them is not there, he's not being mazik the other one. But you don't know when he's coming back. You know, you don't have the guy's itinerary to know when he's coming back from his business trip or his vacation, etc. So that's why we need the wall, so that there won't be any hezek for you. This is the Avramaz approach to the Mishnah, and this is the diuk of the Prisha within Rashi. That even if the shutfim do not own the chatzir equally, but they have to split the course of the wall equally, because the motivating factor that's mechayev the kosel is the concept of hezekria, and the hezekria is going to be equal for each one of them. The Rashash disagrees. The Rashash, right here on the Mishnah, wants to suggest that if they don't own the courtyard equally, then they don't split it equally. They split it based on percentages. They split it based on percentages. Rashash, in the different Gemaras, it's in different places, but you'll find the Rashash in the Hagos for Chidushin. In the old Gemaras, it's separate. It's the first Rashash, you know, the second Rashash, and the second, right there. What does Rashash say? Bonin achakach be'emtza. Zenos and Gimel Tvachim, Zenos and Gimel Tvachim. L'chora hoya nira, he says. Hey nun, l'chora hoya nira. V'ze eino, ela k'shechel keem shofar. That the idea of Zenos and Gimel Tvachim is Zenos and Gimel Tvachim. They're going to divide this wall equally. They're going to divide it, the course equally. Says the Rashash, l'chora, that's only when their chalakim are equal. Aval k'shechelek echa godol mishal chadero, but if one chelik is bigger than the other, one of them owns 75%, the other one owns 25%, so then they give to the kosel percentage-wise. They're not going to split it down the middle. They're not going to split it equally, but they give percentage-wise. Makes perfect sense, says the Rashash. If they own the chotzer, okay. I'm not sure what dropped over there, but okay. Oh, okay. If they own the chatzar unequally, so then they split the wall unequally, right? They're not going to split it equally. They pay percentage-wise. You own 60%, you pay 60%. You own 50-50, then they'll do 50-50. Says the Rashash, I'm not just telling you a svara, milibi, libi omerli. Says, I'll bring you a precedent for this. What's the precedent? What's a precedent? Precedent is a Mishnah. Did you get to the Mishnah on Daf Zayin? Those who got to Daf Zayin, raise your hand. You got to that Mishnah? You get to the Mishnah. Good, no problem. I'm going to go slow. Let's turn to the Mishnah together. I want to share with you a beautiful Mishnah. Okay, we'll read the Mishnah, finish the comment of the Rashash, we'll tie it up a little bit, and then tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk about what this Machlokas is all about. This is very fundamental. Okay, let's look at this Mishnah together. And Daf Zayin Amibes. This is the second Mishnah of the Perek. This is the Mishnah that introduces ideas of tzedakah, sugyas of tzedakah and other things. We'll see. What does the Mishnah say? Kofin oso livnos beis shar videles lechotza. We can force him to build a base shar. What's a base shar? Base shar is like a certain, it's hard to translate. It's like a, it's a building, or it's actually some kind of an entranceway to the chatzah. They didn't enter into the chatzah straight, but like they entered into it sideways so that people in the Rishus HaRabim couldn't see into the chatzah. You know, if the door to the chatzah is straight, so then they could look in. So they would have the, they would have some kind of a binyan on the entranceway to the chatzer, where you'd have to veer to the side to get into the chatzer, so no bnei rishus harabim can actually look into the chatzer. A beis shar, it's not just a regular wall outside the chatzer. It's something extra. They can force the people who live in the chatzer, the bnei chatzer, can force each other to spend money for the beis shar. Beis shar and a delis. You need a wall in the chatzer so no robbers can come and no one's going to come in. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer lo kol chatzeros ruuyos lebeis shar. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues it's not all chatzeros are roy for beishar. The Gemara explains it. That's, we're not here for that. But the first line of the Mishnah says that you thought that bnei chatzer can force each other to build a kosel be'emtza. They can also force each other to build a beishar, to build a deles, and kofenos olivnos le'ir choma glasayim ubriach. And similarly for a city, you're talking about a chatzer. There are obligations for the bnei ha'ir too. You can force people from the Bnei Ha'ir to pay their dues, right? To pay for the choma, for the wall of the city. Glossayim, the doors of the city. Bariach, the bolt for the door of the city. Tikune hechotze, tikune ha'ir. Whatever is necessary for the functioning of the chotze, whatever is necessary for the functioning of the ear, for the functioning of the city, you can force the Bnei Ha'ir to contribute. You can force the Bnei Ha'chotze to contribute to. Says the Mishnah. How much should they contribute? Let's say there are 1,000 people who live in the city. How much do they contribute? Even Stephen? Each one contributes the same amount? 100 bucks a piece? Comes the Gemara and says, about 8 lines down in the wide lines. Boy, minei Rabbi Elazar, minei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, es the shayla, keshein govin lefina fashos govin, o dilma lefi shvach mamon govin. Do they collect lefina fashos per capita? Per capita? Each person? Each person pays equal? Or lefi mamon? According to how much they own in town. You have $1 million home, and you have a $500,000 home. You have someone who has a 5-acre property and someone who has a 1-acre property. Is it lefi mamon or is it lefina fashos? Asked the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says it's lefi mamon, and my son put nails into this din. Meaning he said, that's the din, don't forget it. It's lefi mamon. What's the Mishnah telling us? You have bnei ha'ir, kofenosam livnos chomad lasayim v'bariach, bnei chatzer kofenosam livnos beishar v'deles, and we'll go to lefi mamon. Based on how much they own. Based on their share in the chatzah, based on their share in the ear. It's not based on the fashas. It's not per capita. So after Rashash, what do you see from here? It's obvious. Anything that's coming for the chatzah, anything you're doing for the chatzah, we don't split even Stephen. It's not equal. It's a function of what your ownership of the chatzah is. If that's true on Dav Zayin, why isn't that true on Dav Beis? It's the same thing. So Dav Zayin is talking about Bnei Chatzah building a Beishar and a Delis. Bnei Ha'ir building Chomad, Losai, and Bariach. Okay, Shkarach. And Dav Beis is talking about Bnei Chatzah building a Mechitza, Bechatzah. So from Dav Zayin, you go from Lefi Mamon. It's based on your ownership in the ear, based on your ownership in the Chatzah. So then on Dav Beis, it also should be based on your ownership. So if you don't own the Chatzah equally, so then they shouldn't be dividing the course of the Chatzah, the cost of the kosel, based on the percentage ownership, right? They shouldn't be dividing the cost of the kosel equally. They should be dividing it based on the percentage of the ownership of the chatzah. Just like on Dav Zayin, you're dividing it based on the percentage of ownership. Lefi mamo, not lefi nefashos. Comes the Rashash. Just hold one second. Let's just finish the Rashash. Comes the Rashash and says, V'doma lahod l'kamon, the govin l'fi mamon. Ayin shem betosis. Adds the Rashash, v'ze ashmalon hatana be'amro be'emtza. What does the Tana mean when he says, bone in a sakoso be'emtza? Lomar demairi b'chalokim shovin. Be'emtza, why is it be'emtza? Because we're talking about chalokim shovin. If we're talking about chalokim shovin, so then they split the course. So he uses the term bone in a sakoso be'emtza, so that you realize that they split the cost. The Mishnah is going to say, Gimel Tvachim Lezeh, Gimel Tvachim Lezeh, 2.5 for this, 2.5 for this. The Mishnah clearly gives you a scenario where they're splitting the cost of the war. They're splitting the Makam of the war. It says to Rashash, that's why the Tana used the word Be'emtza to imply that you're building the Kosel in the middle of the property. And if you're building the Kosel in the middle of the property, then Taka, they split the cost. But Kamash Malan the Tana, that if they weren't building Be'emtza, if they weren't building it in the middle of the property, if they were building it on the side of the property because they don't own the property equally, then you wouldn't have Gimel Lezeh v'Gimel Lezeh. Right? They would split the Makom based on the percentages, based on Lefi Mamon. They would split the cost based on the Mamon. That's the Rashash's view from the word Be'emtza. Right? The Rashash says Be'emtza is coming to tell you, I know you see in the Mishnah everything seems equal. That's because they're building it in the middle of the Chatzah. But if they wouldn't be building it in the middle of the Chatzah, then it wouldn't be equal. Then they would divide the cost based on the value of the ownership. If you own more, then you pay more. If you own less, you pay less. Says the Rashash, that's the diuk of the word Be'emtza. And that's the Hemshech of the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, B'nei Ha'ir, B'nei Chatzah, B'Shar, Delas, Chomad, Lasayim, Bariach, it's all about Lefi Mamon, says the Gemara. So over here also it should be Lefi Mamon. In sharp contrast to the Yad Ramah and the Diyuk that the Prisha has with the Rashi. I saw a hand up. Zach, comment.
I mean, didn't the Gemara say that Robin's different? The Robin?
But is it Lefi Mamon because it's Robin?
Yeah,
not necessarily. But it shouldn't be because it seems like B'nai Chatzah should be the same, so even though that's not Robin. Yes?
Alright, what?
What
he was saying is that there's also other things besides just the wall, the bolts for the door, and all the different upkeep for the city. So aren't these, is that still hezek for you? It sounds like we're talking about two different types of costs.
Some of it is hezek ria. The choma is hezek ria. The beishar is certainly hezek ria. No, hezek ria from the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. Okay, but at least but the Gemara is going on the whole Mishnah. It's not like Lefi Mamon is even about Beishar too. So if Lefi Mamon goes on something that relates to Hezekiah, so then an on Mishnah which also relates to Hezekiah, why shouldn't it be Lefi Mamon, says the Rashash?
But if it's for the upkeep of the city as well, so that would make sense to do it per capita because that meaning because it's people are paying for different things. Over here Hezekiah, it's equal both ways.
But then the Mishnah should have split and said Beishar, we're not gonna split. Right, Beishar is not going to be percentage wise. Excuse me. Right, Beishar is not going to be Lefi Mamon. Delis might be Lefi Mamon because that's, I don't know, maybe that's a security issue. But at least Beishar should be Lefi Mamon. Why does the Tana of the Mishnah put it together with Delis and then the Gemara explains it's Lefi Mamon and what's going on everything mentioned in the Mishnah? It sounds like even things that come from Hezekiah, they're also paid for based on percentages, based on Lefi Mamon. Natana?
According to the Rashash, since it's based on percentage, it makes sense why the Mishnah says Shutfin. But according to the Yad Ramah, where it's not based on that at all, why is it Davka a case of Shutfin?
Shutfin might just be a general term that we happen to own the Chatzah together. So that's the way that we open up. That's the way the Mishnah opens up.
But according to the Yad Ramah, why does it have to be a case where...
What term would you use if you wouldn't say Shutfin?
Like Shcheinim, neighbors.
Shcheinim, but the problem is Shcheinim sounds like we don't own it together. Shcheinim are, I own my house, you own your house. Here, we're Shutfim in the Chatzah because we both own it together.
Right,
so that's why I use the Lashon of Shutfim.
According to the Yarmah, why does it have to be a case where they're part of the same Chatzah? It could just be their neighbors and they still have a Kriya.
Ah. You're saying that we have independent... So how do we know...
It also says why it should...
I'm sorry?
It also says why it should...
Well, Tosa says it says Shutfin because it's coming from the last Masechta of Metzia. I hear. Okay, that's the easy answer. That's the easy answer. That's the right answer. Tosa. Very good, Akish. Okay, you know what? Let's just leave it at that. Okay, let's leave it with Tosa. If it's good enough for Tosa, it's good enough for me. Avi,
you have something?
Okay. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, which shita do we think is more mustaber? We have a major machlokas over here. Now we have something to work with. Lefi mamon or lefi nefashis? What's the din? If you have a chatzah and it's unequal ownership, do they have to split the wall equally? They split the cost? Material? Makom? Or do we do it based on percentages? Is it really a good raya? From the Mishnah Daf Zayin? L'chorah the Rashash is right. First thing. I'm scared to say it. The Yad Ramah is one of the Rishonim. And in Bava Basra, he's one of the key Rishonim. So I'm really nervous to say this. But isn't Rashash right? He's got a Mishnah that he's hiding behind. Now, I know what the Rashash would say. He's saying, if you only learned Daf Beis, what can I tell you? But I learned Bava Basra already. It's my second Machzer. It was more than his second Machzer. But he saw the Mishnah Daf Zayin. He knew the Mishnah Daf Zayin. So once you see the Mishnah Daf Zayin, you plug it back into Daf Beis. You have to reinterpret what that base means. The Rashash L'chor is right, isn't he? Isn't the Rashash right? That if Beishar V'delas has to be Lefi Mamon, why shouldn't Bonus HaChotzer, Bonus HaKosel Be'emza be Lefi Mamon also? Why shouldn't that be Lefi Mamon also? Yes.
According to Rashash, couldn't the Mishnah have been more encompassing by teaching that they weren't equal portions, so therefore they don't split up equally? And we come in from there that had they did have equal portions, we would split equally. And that teaching, this way we do in the Mishnah, we can only learn from the second Mishnah later on, the second year.
No, but that's the way the Tana arranges things. He doesn't want to tell us everything. So he alludes to it in a word, but once we have the next Mishnah, then we realize what the Pshat must be over here. And now we have a greater Havana in the word Be'emza. So it all comes together. I mean, he could have made it obvious, but the Tana never makes it obvious, right? It's always very short, right? The Lashon of the Tana is very short because they memorized Mishnayos. So they wanted to learn it very short, but we have to be medayik in the words of the Mishnah to figure out what the Tana is coming to teach us. But you have a Mishnah on Daf Zayin, that should tell us exactly what the answer is. Yes?
I think Yad Ramah should say the first Mishnah is talking about Hezekiah, and the second Mishnah is talking about security-related things and not Hezekiah. And that's why the first Mishnah... He specifically went out of his way to say
Someone else said that, but isn't the second Mishnah also talking about Hezekiah?
Beishar is
a Hezekiah.
Adelis is a Hezekiah.
But isn't Beishar a Hezekiah issue?
But it's not specifically talking about Hezekiah, the whole Mishnah. That could be why. Because Adelis and the lock is not a Hezekiah issue. It's a security issue.
That's right. But there is a Hezekiah issue there too, and nevertheless, that's also Lefi Mamon. You go over the Hezekiah. Right, you're going to be gover for the Beishar based on Mammon also. That's also based on percentages.
Beishar could also be a part of the security, and that could be why the Gemara is specifically saying that. Because the Gemara is bundling it together. Specifically bundling it together with Dallas and not putting it on its own.
The Mishnah is just mentioning all the different tikkunim that you need for a chatzah, but does that matter? Does that matter? Isn't the Mishnah still saying, the Mishnah with the Gemara is still saying that you go over Lefi Mamon for a Hezekiah, for the Beishar, which is a din of Hezekiah. Who's the Hezekiah from over there? Who's the Hezekiah from? It's from the Bnei Rish HaSarabim, right? That the people in the city, the people in the Chotzeh, don't want to be Nisa from the Bnei Rish HaSarabim. So we're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to look at some of the other makaros, and mitzvah Hashem, we're going to talk tomorrow. We're going to have to really figure out what is the mechayev of building the kosel mishum hezekriya. That's really what we have to think about. Are you really building it because of the mazik, because of the iser mazik? The iser mazik? Hezekriya, shmei hezek, just like you can't do hezek to someone, you can't hit him over the head, and you can't damage his property, so you also can't damage a person beriyah. So you're building it in order to remove the iser mazik, or maybe it's not to remove the iser mazik. Maybe it's something a little different. Maybe it's something that might relate to that Mishnah on Daf Zayin. So take a look at some of the makaros and mitzvah Hashem. We'll compare those tomorrow.
it could just be that in the first case, the Adam must have himself.